Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
In a letter written to Congress by 10 retired FBI agents, including former directors, assistant directors, and special agents in charge, every concern facing the American people over our invaded border was verified. Quote, "The surge in numbers of single military-aged males descending upon American cities and towns is alarming and perilous. Additionally, they are not just from terror-linked regions, but from China and Russia as well, hostile adversaries of the United States with aspirations to devastate national infrastructure. For these reasons, elements of this recent surge are likely no accident or coincidence. These men are potential operators in what appears to be an accelerated and strategic penetration, a soft invasion, designed to gain internal access to a country that cannot be invaded militarily in order to inflict catastrophic damage if and when enemies deem it necessary."
Well, now we know for a fact the United Nations is funding the migrant crisis. We can stop guessing. From the Center for Immigration Studies, United Nations budgets million for U.S.-bound migrants in 2024. Public documents show cash handouts to help feed, transport, and house people headed for the U.S. border. You know, in a nutshell, the United Nations and its advocacy partners are planning to spread the $372 million in cash and voucher assistance and multi-purpose cash assistance to some 624,000 immigrants in transit to the United States during 2024.
Does this look honestly like this would stop anybody? It's a joke. And Governor Abbott, for 3 years, have just been letting people in millions at a time, and now he's making a stand over this? Over this? That's what this is all about? I'm just trying to put it in perspective for people. That's all I'm trying to do. The truth is the truth, no matter how it looks. And that's the truth. Take a look at it one more time. This is what it's about, America, right here. This cheap wire that they can come over here and cut themselves.
President Biden's threat to force Texas Governor Abbott to face the consequences should Texas not abide by the Biden administration's demand that razor wire be removed from the Texas border so that millions more non-naturalized military-aged men can flood the border to go who knows where to prepare for who knows what, has so far resulted in the White House freezing new natural gas export licenses as if Biden were sanctioning a foreign enemy. Meanwhile, Texas Governor Greg Abbott, World Economic Forum member and reoccurring Davos attendee, was on the other side of the world in India, opening a back door for globalization in Texas with the Texas Economic Development Corporation.
Yeah, it's not a coincidence that he went to Mumbai. Keep in mind, Mumbai is, well, the beginning of the new Indo-European corridor. Just like I-69 down there in McAllen and other places down there in Brownsville, those three feeders that then go up to Detroit. Keep in mind, World Economic Forum also has a big presence in Detroit. But the bottom line is, a lot of this is about trade corridors. These little fights are like swatting mosquitoes. Don't get killed in Eagle Pass. We got a much bigger thing going on. We've got a much bigger fish to fry.
None of this makes sense. A real president following his duty wouldn't disregard our national security to the level of treason. We are sitting idly by waiting on a false flag to be followed by martial law and the cancellation of the 2024 election.
As you may know, I have had my insurance license in the state of California for over a decade. And when I was reviewing policies for 2024, I noticed this new exclusion, treatment of an injury or sickness which is due to war, declared or undeclared, riot or insurrection. This is not typical.
Check this out. They actually have the camouflage clothes of the illegal aliens hanging up in the tree. So these are the illegals that don't want to get caught. These are the so-called runners. This camp that's partially funded by Pima County, that is operated under the Universalist Unitarian Church out of Tucson, Arizona, is aiding and abetting cartel runners directly into Arizona.
The border is an open bleeding wound, slashed repeatedly by the United Nations infiltration of Agenda 2030. This is no longer clouded by speculation. This is exactly what is happening. Prepare now. John Bowne.
You know, I sit up here and I yell and scream about the New World Order and the globalists. They're planning to get rid of the borders and release a virus and have a global power grab. And you saw it all come true. But there's a inverse of that. There's not just the bad stuff I'm telling you about. There's the good stuff I'm telling you about. And just like our information is the best you're going to find out there, our supplements are amazing. So our new special, the last half of January 2024, is here. It's Real Red Pill Plus and DNA Force Plus, both 50% off. We're calling it the Supercharged Special. You can get either one of these great items at 40% off individually or together for 50% off. Now, the time we have left, I can't tell you why they're so great and what they do for your body. Go to InfoWarsStore.com, look at the ingredients and investigate it, and then get them. It supports the InfoWar, and it'll change your life. Take advantage now, InfoWarsStore.com.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
It's Monday, January 29th, 2024. 280 days, 12 hours, 53 minutes, 38 seconds now. The most important election in modern history. Wow. Just insane. The good news is people are really waking up to the fact that this country is being destroyed from within. America is being destroyed by design. That's the name of my first documentary film I made in 1997. Time has certainly flown past us here. And this is what we are witnessing. And I want to explain how the big tax-free foundations created by the robber barons 120-something years ago, had a mission to destroy the American culture that we had and why they couldn't have their monopoly and their global domination if America continued to be free. And what they've now turned the country into and how that's a model for the world. Whereas America could be a model for the world of freedom, it'll be a model for the world of oppression, demonization, and maximum tyranny. And one good place to start is obviously what they've done in the schools, dumbing people down, how the border's been dissolved, how they've worked so hard to break up the family and done a fabulous job doing it. And now we're moving against the holdouts that have been resistant to it and literally coming after our children. But there's one window into it that is so crystal clear. It's the first thing I want to hit when we get to that area of the discussion later in the hour. And that is how the CIA, on record, financed and funded the Summer of Love and rock and roll and the whole hippie movement to create a fake counterculture, and how they went even further by hijacking hip-hop in the early 1980s and turning it into gangster rap. And I've sat there with the record executives, and I've sat there with the major hip-hop artists, and I've sat there with the major rock and roll stars, and they all were read into it and told about it, and it was explained to them. Remember the mid-1980s? Suddenly all of the rock and roll and all of the big heavy metal bands that were number one at the time suddenly started having rappers on with them. That's because they were ordered to do so by the record producers. And I've been told this face-to-face by Dave Mustaine of Metallica and then Megadeth. I've been told this face-to-face by the head of Smashing Pumpkins. I've been told this by a lot of other people off record. But I dug out a bunch of documents today. It's a pretty big stack here in video clips. Because Ice Cube,
who's been doing a great job standing up to the poison shots and the gun control and the tyranny, he came out and just admitted and said, yeah, it's true. The record executives would basically tell us what to produce, tell us what to say. They would put guardrails on us. And they said, if you want the big money, create a thug culture, which is a pipeline for young people, first blacks and now everybody, to think that it's cool to be attached to thug culture. So they've weaponized black culture, destroyed the black family, and now they're moving on to everybody else. So I'm going to be talking about that at the bottom of the hour and what it leads to and why we have crime statistics of 22-1 black-on-white crime. And it's not the average black person doing this. It's a very small sliver of teenage young black men that's still a small sliver of teenage young black men. Most young teenage black men are trying to get good grades and playing football or basketball or baseball. But even those after-school programs are being taken away. And it's sick, but it is a very tiny minority of young black males that are committing the largest slice of crime in this country. Kind of like in places like El Salvador, it was a very tiny sliver of young men committing 90% of the crime. And it was because older men knew how to brainwash young street kids with MS-13, born in U.S. prisons, but exported back to Central and South America and take over society. But then the leftist media basically promotes attacks on white people, including Law and Order has a new show out where a black teenager rapes a white woman, and it's good because she's white. And so it's Hollywood running this and pushing this, and they know exactly what they're doing. So I'm going to talk about it all at the bottom of the hour, and I'm going to play these clips. Now, I see these clips of murders of white people every day, shot in the back of the head, run over, beaten to death. You see it all the time. Some little white nerd is at school. Somebody grabs their headphones away. They grab back. And 15 black kids beat them to death. And when it happens, the media tries to cover it up. And when I posted last night a video that got millions and millions of views from a local newscast, the kid died. He was reportedly over trying to visit some friends at a house. Some older black teenagers were there and beat him to death. Leftists went on my ex account, Real Alex Jones, and said that I was being racist. I'm not putting this out to demonize black people in general. If I started seeing videos everywhere of white people stomping black kids to death, I would put it out and say this is wrong. Or when we saw the Capitol Police famously shoot the black woman for no reason because she drove down the wrong road, and then it came out she was black, and I got all this praise from the black community saying, oh, you care about us. I said, I don't care if it's a black lady or a white lady, innocent, murdered. I don't care if it's a black baby or a white baby being aborted. I'm against it. But the point is that the corporate media is trying to hide this because they're the ones promoting it. They're the ones pushing it. And it is 22-1 violent crime, black on white. Meanwhile, the FBI and the Justice Department go up and give press conferences with no evidence and say the number one crime is white supremacy. It's the number one threat. It's the number one cause of death from crime. That's totally made up. And now the FBI suppresses crime statistics. So it's a national sport to gang up and beat up and kill white people or push white people in front of subway trains. I mean, you know all about it, folks. I could play you hours of this. And I tell you what, because the leftists don't like me doing it, we're going to do a lot of it. How about that? In fact, let's play the latest video. Here it is. This kid died. We'll play it with audio. Where are the protests? I see new videos like this every day. The corporate media are pushing a narrative that white people deserve to die. The real white privilege is living in a world where it's open season on you if you're white. Here he is. He gets hit, knocked over, stomped on the head a bunch, cracks the skull, final kick in the head. You can tell that opened up the arteries even bigger. He starts convulsing, drug outside to die. And guaranteed, you know, almost all these kids are liberal kids. Their parents are liberal, and they really think it's safe to be in a blue city in a community as a white minority. And if you think it's safe to be a white minority in these blue cities where people think whites are inherently evil, whites are inherently bad, it's bad to be inherently white, CNN, MSNBC, the colleges teach. You hear it all over the place. The college heads. And then it becomes a sport to beat and kill and shoot and stab white people. It's very, very sad. Whether you are black or white or old or young or Hispanic or Asian, you need to identify with American flags that you're pro-freedom, anti-crime, and that you're anti-racist. And you need to get out of the blue cities, no matter what color you are. But anybody that's a leftist, I don't care if they're white, black, or who they are, you need to shun them, you need to stay away from them, and don't turn your backs on them, because they are at war with you. I also see countless videos of innocent black men and women. I saw like three of them last week and put them on the list meant to get to them. In fact, guys, dig those clips out of just black men that go to work and have families, get out of their cars, and a group of black teens walk over and just shoot them in the back of the head and steal their computer bag.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish. GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS-certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
The 35-year-old died at the scene.
I never really officially, like, met him, but from what his cousin says, you know, he's a chill dude, getting his life right, working a steady job, all that.
Neighbors made a memorial for Carter and his family. They say they hope people who have information about the three suspects will give it to those working the case.
You're masked up, you got everything already, so what's the point of shooting? Like, it's not like he can identify you with your mask on. He basically killed him for nothing. Got what you needed, and basically he was a joy run at that point to do what you want with him. And that was messed up.
Yeah, that's another one of the reports I sent you last week. There's so many I can't keep track of. But I'm going to stop there. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start the next hour on this. And I'm going to go back through it all very judiciously. And I'm going to show you what's going on in Ice Cube explaining that it's the CIA, which it is. And this is total weaponization where these fatherless people think it's cool to just kill people in cold blood. I mean, it's one thing you're going to rob somebody. But then the other video I sent last week, he gives them his computer bag and they just go ahead and shoot him right in the face and then shoot him once he hits the ground. Don't even know this person. And you're just black, white, doesn't matter. You're just killing them because it feels powerful. And these average juveniles, folks, are getting out in a couple of years. And that's why everybody needs to have concealed carry. And that's why you need to watch your back, because it's bad, folks. And 9 times out of 10, it's black youth doing it. And then the rest of the time, it's meth head, white trash people, and MS-13. But, I mean, yeah. And anybody knows what meth head trashy people look like. You got to gas up at midnight on a business trip. You pull off in a bad area. Some crackhead-looking white dudes are like, ask you where you're going, what you're doing. You just simply sit there and, you know, get back in your car where you got a gun while the gas pumps. I mean, it's everywhere. But let's just admit it, though, that it's predominantly young black males, teenagers. And they're killing black people, white people, Hispanics, everybody. And the government is trying to suppress the crime statistics. In fact, it started 3 years ago. Well, it started, it's been going on a while, but they completely suppressed all the major cities of the U.S. The FBI just doesn't release the numbers now. Plus, this is the summer of love, folks. And you got Antifa running around, a bunch of meth head college professors and people just randomly shooting any white person they see driving a big truck. Oh, you're white driving a truck. We're just going to shoot you. How many dozens of people got shot in their trucks because they were white by Antifa? And there's this attitude of everybody deserves to die. It's sick. All right, I'm going to table that until I start next hour, and I'm going to get into the whole background of it, how it's working and how we stop it. But the first thing is you got to understand that the CIA didn't just finance the gangster rap. The CIA also shipped in the cocaine and the crack recipe to absolutely use black communities as a bomb to not just blow them up, but blow everybody up. And I was growing up in Dallas in the 80s, and I remember 10, 15 homicides a day in the crack epidemic. And I remember being in high school before we moved down here my last couple of years, and good friends of mine, white, black, you name it, we'd say, well, where did Marcos go, or where did Sean go? Oh, they're crackheads now in downtown Dallas. And I knew cheerleaders and people that were from good families. Oh, where's Lucy? Oh, she's a crackhead now. She's a crack whore. And the black people I knew who were doing well and working jobs and stuff, their mothers literally locked them in their house, other than their job or football, And then if we were going to the mall or something, because I had a lot of black friends, the mother would go with us and follow us around because they had to. And that's the way it is for everybody now. It's always been that way. You cannot just sit there and turn your children loose in this culture, or they're going to get killed. And I got a bunch of examples that we didn't get to, new ones, that I'm going to explain next hour. All right. Let me tell you what's coming up, though, and I got to move quick because a lot of this I meant to get to yesterday, and I didn't, and it's huge. Ted Rose has come out and admitted they're losing the info war. That's the UNWHO head. That is a huge video and a huge report. I want to read you from the UN Charter how they're able to commit crimes and get away with it. Also, this video has gone mega viral. We've got the background from it in Congress. It's all confirmed. Nevada State Senator testifies to the U.S. Senate that 130,000 people voted illegally in the state and none of them went to jail. And that was in the 2020 election. We're going to be breaking that down. Also, Nikki Haley has been caught in new giant lies. This woman, even in, out of a cast of criminals in D.C., she's one of the worst, which says a lot. We've also got kill switches. You've heard kill switches are already in all the cars. But they lied and said, oh, it's just to monitor you, just to make sure you're safe. Now they admit it's for carbon taxes and for tracking you, and they're going to control how fast you can drive your car. ABC newscast on that. We're going to be getting to all of that. Of course, we knew this at the time, but Trudeau's government used fake intelligence to identify and frame protesting truckers as violent extremists. Some are still in jail who were totally nonviolent 2 years later. New documents have been released via lawsuits. Soros behind all of it. Defeat MAGA, radical left network, has taken over the Democratic Party and are committing all sorts of crimes. They don't just control judges and DAs, but they control all sorts of criminal operators. It is a takeover. Remember, this guy overthrows countries. He's a CIA front. That's what he does. We've got all of that news. And we've got articles like this every few days. And I need to get to them, but I just it's so horrific. I don't. They got surveillance video out of Dallas showing it. This is how dangerous it is. Seven men gang rape two toddlers in a shopping mall restroom and post the video online. But the media is defending it, saying, well, they're gay, so I'm not kidding. So there you go. I mean, just the pedos can't even control themselves anymore. They're just gang raping babies in bathrooms in Dallas. By the way, Dallas is dangerous as hell. Yeah, I see the local news from there a lot because I'm just south of there, you know. And it never hits the national news other than shows like this to get it out. And you'll read, like, 7-year-old girl kidnapped out of backyard, found 3 months later in Dallas being raped by 100-plus men a day. And you're like, what? Or another girl kidnapped while at the Mavericks game, 10, found months later in Oklahoma City hotel room being raped by hundreds of men. I mean, it's just a little blurb, like, oh, okay. I mean, it's dangerous as hell, people. The crime statistics are now secret. Before they made them secret 3 years ago, 22-1 black-on-white crime. Can you imagine what it is now? That's because they defunded the police and let that small group of violent young black people out of jail. But they're letting the pedos out that rape kids. They're white, black, you name it. I mean, it's just every evil group from MS-13 to you name it has been greenlit to act however they want, whenever they want. And then you're told by the FBI the number one threat is white people. I'm not here about laying blame on any group. I'm just saying the idea that white people are the...
The second American Revolution is happening now right in front of you. And you're tuned into InfoWars because you're either looking for the truth or you're already a patriot. I'm asking you now to realize we are at the fulcrum, the crossroads in the fight for human destiny and human future. Please spread the word about the broadcast. Please buy great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And please pray for the transmission. Without you, we're going to fail. But if you simply take action and spread the word and pray for the broadcast and buy the products, you will continue to aid us together in our victory against these tyrants. But now is the time to make the decision. I know there's millions of forms of media out there and all this BS, and the globalists hope you get lost in all of it. But notice the globalists, the New World Order, are coming after us because they realize we've got their number. Think about it. InfoWars is the tip of the spear. Do you want to support the tip of the spear? That decision is up to you. Please support us now at InfoWars Store.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
The Democratic Party is a criminal organization. They know the public is turning against them. They know humanity is waking up, so they're desperate. And they are intending to run the exact same scams they used to steal the 2020 and steal quite a bit of the 2022 midterm election. That was a giant landslide for Republicans, but as you know, they barely got any gains because the same scams, the same fraud was used. The Democratic Party all over the country has legalized illegal aliens getting driver's license and voting in local elections. Well, the local elections are almost always on the federal and state election dates as well on the same ballot. There are a few local elections that aren't.
And now Democrats go, well, of course illegals should be able to vote. So what they have is NGOs at the polling places in key states like Nevada and Georgia and Michigan and Pennsylvania and Arizona signing them up right there to go in and vote. And if you get a driver's license in many of those states, you get put on the voter rolls. Now, the worst state is Nevada. Nevada is a very Republican conservative state historically, but not since the Democrats get control. If they ever get control, even a few jurisdictions, they expand their fraud out from there. So here's a congressional Senate hearing with James Lankford of Oklahoma, the U.S. senator, interviewing a Nevada state senator. And I did some investigation into this, and the thread on Real Alex Jones, and this has about 4 million views right now, is invaluable. I spent like an hour on it last night, an hour this morning, and I printed a bunch of it off. And there's news articles and links and people testifying and local election testimony where people will get 5 ballots at their home. Is one example. And they go to the polling place and say, I got 5 ballots. And they go, well, what's your name? It shows you've already voted. That's just when they sent it to the wrong address. They have cases of thousands of people voting from one address. And that's what Dinesh D'Souza found in 2000 Mules. He just picked a few states and a few cities, like Pennsylvania and others, where this is going on, and Maryland. And he went and bought the cell phone data from the cell phone companies that anybody can do, and had the computer program to show thousands of people per city, day after day, week after week, during early voting, going to safe houses, getting their ballots, hundreds of people going to the house, hundreds going out to different drop boxes, and then they even got the surveillance footage of them putting the dozens, in some cases hundreds, of ballots into the drop box. So this is how they're doing it. And they've got other ways to do it as well. So here is the viral clip.
42,000 people in Nevada voted more than once, according to your work in this. 42,000 people. 1,500 people voted in Nevada that were dead. 19,000 people voted, though they did not live in Nevada, and they weren't a college student. 8,000 people voted from a non-existent address. 15,000 people voted, though they were registered to a commercial address or a vacant address. And 4,000 people voted in Nevada that are non-citizens. My question to you is, in my state, when someone votes twice, and we do have that occasionally, and about 50 times a year that actually occurs in our state, we prosecute individuals that vote twice. Of this 130,000 instances that you have identified from the 2020 election in Nevada, do you know of any prosecutions currently going on in Nevada for any voter fraud?
Not yet, Senator, and that's extremely important.
And by the way, we're going to go on the C-SPAN website. You can just search the name Jesse Bunnell, the state senator in Nevada, and you can get the full hearing. I actually found some larger clips, and we're going to be getting to those here coming up later in the broadcast. But they're not just stealing at the ballot box and on election day or in the months before. They're doing it by censoring conservative news, 96% Google results back to Democrats, blocking stories like the Hunter laptop and thousands of others that expose their corruption, and trying to take, successfully in many cases, Republican incumbents off the ballot or having them indicted for nothing by the Justice Department, and, of course, indicting Trump and admitting even Biden said, so that he can't run for office. But despite that, he's not given up, and people see right through it. Another way they do it is financing Nikki Haley, who spends 4 times as much on average as Trump does in the primaries per vote. With all the big billionaires and all the big Soros cash going right to her, and then the media defending her and not pointing out what a neocon, warmongering liar she is. There's a lot of these compilations out there. But here's one of the shorter ones that shows her before and after, in some cases just weeks apart, lying to people. Here it is.
And we will get them. But I will not now, not ever, support raising the gas tax. Finally,
let's increase the gas tax by 10 cents over the next 3 years.
I would not run if President Trump ran.
I'm Nikki Haley, and I'm running for president.
Every person on social media should be verified by their name.
I never said government should go and require anyone's name.
But what we do know is 65 is way too low, and we need to increase that.
Proclaiming the retirement age is, quote, way, way too low.
I have never once said that. I never said Hillary Clinton was an inspiration.
I went with my friend Eleanor Kitzman to a Furman leadership program where Hillary Clinton was speaking. And I walked out of there and I said, I'm running for office.
So Hillary Clinton's her inspiration. We're going to go to break in about 3 minutes. I'm going to come back and get into key UN healthcare pandemic treaty intel that ties into the censorship, the control, what they're planning. And I want to show you the UN's charter from 1946 that's still in place to talk about what their global endgame is. This is key information coming up. Please remember, we're listeners supported by you. You're who funds us. Plus, we've got great products you need. I want you to get the products and love them. So you want to get them again. So we make them the very best out there. Supplements, books, films, water filtration, air filtration, storable food, ready to ship, the highest quality, the lowest prices, all of it at InfoWarsStore.com. And we've got a special that's going to end on Wednesday because DNA Force Plus is about to sell out, maybe earlier. DNA Force Plus and Real Red Pill Plus are both close to selling out. DNA Force Plus a lot closer. It's our flagship product. Despite that, it's 50% off. 50% off for DNA Force Plus and Real Red Pill Plus when you get them together, or 40% individually. Also, at the warehouse in Denver, I got the news Friday. They had half a pallet of X2 that won't be back in stock until April or May, our number one product. They found half a pallet, 520-something bottles. We don't even need to plug that to sell it, but I'm letting listeners know a small amount of X2 now available at InfoWarsStore.com. And while you're there, be sure and get part of the first run of this. It's already getting five-star reviews. Next Level Foundational Energy from Dr. Jones Naturals, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. The methyl folate, that's the broken down, so that your cells break down, of folic acid with the broken down B complex. This is beyond energy. It isn't like a stimulant that stimulates you. It's a totally different way it does it. Cleans out your cells, cleans out your blood. You need to get Next Level Foundational Energy, InfoWarsStore.com. And I don't recommend this, but then if you take our 10-hour clean energy turbo force with it, well, now you're ready to win the marathon, I guess. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. And you can call. We got great people. Answer the phones right here in the building. And they're ready to take your orders and answer your questions about InfoWarsStore.com. We also have now in stock a limited edition 1776 Gadsden flag shirt that's amazing. And we have a limited edition, two different versions of Team Humanity shirts that, again, are fundraisers. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get those. And if you want to support me and keep me in the fight, get a copy of my book. Plus, it's amazing, The Great Awakening, InfoWarsStore.com. Please get the signed copy. We'll be right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious, he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, the last segment of hour number one. Three more hours coming up ahead of the War Room, 3 p.m. Central, with the amazing Owen Schroyer. All right, let me break down the facts here. I'm about to lay out a very brief but accurate history. The British Empire, merging with the U.S. Empire after World War I, wanted a global government. They set up the League of Nations, but it failed. After World War II, they set up the United Nations, so they could transfer national sovereignty from countries that had voters and populations that had rights, like England, like Scotland, like Ireland, like the U.S., like Germany, like France, into the United Nations, and then have their politicians and leaders graduate into that global government and have diplomatic immunity and be able to engage in human trafficking, drug dealing, any type of scam you can imagine. I'm going to go into the U.N.'s charter here in just a moment. So let's go ahead and lay some of this out and just give you an example of this. Friday, Tedros of the UN, WHO, the head of it, came out and said, oh, there's these terrible conspiracy theories everywhere that the UN treaty that we've read you the subsections of takes over your sovereignty. He goes, no, your countries are writing it and ratifying it with us. They wouldn't do that. Well, no. They're trying to create these treaties that are then binding. And the idea that because our governments ratify these, there's no way there's tyranny in them. That's preposterous. So just because a government signs on to something doesn't then mean it's okay. like they're trying to do to ban cows and gasoline cars and gas stoves and the nuclear family and the word mother and father or husband and wife. This is all out of the UN, out of this global government. But you saw the UN. You heard it during the lockdowns. Oh, the UN says we're in a global emergency. The UN says we need to lock things down. Oh, the UN says we got to stay 6 feet apart. The UN says vitamin D3 doesn't help against viruses. The UN says vitamin C doesn't help. The UN says hydroxychloroquine isn't good. So the UN itself is a consortium of these big mega banks and our own government's transferring power over to it. And here's Tedros desperately trying to rally the UN at the General Assembly, saying we need you to get in there and censor these people and shut them down because they're lying about us. No, everything they told us was a lie about it not coming out of the lab and how the vaccine was going to protect us and all of that. Here he is.
But if the final products do not change the status quo, and if they do not help to ensure collective security and equity, then we will have missed our chance to make history. This work is not easy.
By the way, hit pause. Back it up 5 seconds. Look who's sitting right next to him. Put it back on screen, please. Not the Islamic lady. That guy sitting right next to him, the white guy, is Dr. Ryan, the head of the UN's Global Emergency Response Force, who has the governments everywhere. I video him saying, we're going to lock you down. We're going to arrest people that disagree with us. We're going to take children from the families. We're going to forcibly inject everyone. You all heard the UN was in charge during their pandemic. I just want to point that out. Let's go back to Tedros.
Security and equity, then we will have missed our chance to make history. This work is not easy. And it's occurring in a very difficult environment. The IMB and the IHR working group are operating amid a torrent of fake news, lies, and conspiracy theories. There are those who claim that the pandemic agreement and IHR will cede sovereignty to WHO and give the WHO secretariat the power to impose lockdowns or vaccine mandates on countries. You know, this is fake news, lies, and conspiracy theories. You know, these claims are completely false. You know that the agreement will give WHO no such powers because you are writing it. We cannot allow this historic agreement, this milestone in global health, to be sabotaged by those who spread lies, either deliberately or unknowingly. We need your support to counter these lies by speaking up at home and telling your citizens that this agreement and an amended IHR will not and cannot cede sovereignty to WHO and that it belongs to the member states. The reality is quite the opposite. You're safeguarding national sovereignty while strengthening global health security. Those two things are not mutually exclusive. It's not a zero-sum game. The agreement is negotiated by countries, for countries, and will be implemented in countries in accordance with your own national laws.
Maybe we should play Dr. Ryan saying we're going to have the UN come in and take your kids. And you know, I mean, we all just saw what they did. Oh, he's like, your countries are writing it. Yeah, Obama's former COVID czar, they admit, is the guy writing all this globally. Yeah, there's Michael J. Ryan, the head of the global UN emergency directive, health emergencies program, saying it. And I'll play that in a second. But let's do this, okay? Here is the UN's website, okay? And here's their 1946 charter. And I don't know if I can even do this in the time we have here, but I suggest everybody go read this. It says they've got immunity from every crime under the sun. They're immune from taxes, regulations, but they can tax and control you. And their job is to take over national sovereignty and establish a world government. Go read the Convention on the Privileges and Immunities of the United Nations adopted by the General Assembly on the United Nations on February 13, 1946. Whereas Article 104 of the Charter of the United Nations provides the organization shall enjoy the territory of each of its members. Oh, the territory of each of its members, such legal capacity as may be necessary for the exercise of the functions and the fulfillment of its purposes, and whereas Article 105 of the Charter of the United Nations provides that the organization shall enjoy the territory of each members, such privileges and immunities are necessary for the fulfillment and purposes of the representation of the members of the United Nations and officials at the organization shall similarly enjoy such privileges and immunities as are necessary for the independent exercise of their functions in connection with the organization. But remember, they wouldn't sign on to give the illegal aliens they control the shots. They said it was too dangerous. That's only for you. Consequently, the General Assembly, by the resolution adopted on the 13th of February, 46, approved by the following convention and provided the ascension by the member of the United Nations. The ascension. Section 1, the United Nations shall possess judiciary personality. It shall have the capacity to contact, to acquire and dispose of immovable and movable property, to institute legal proceedings. Article 2, Section 2, the United Nations, its property and its assets, wherever located and by whoever held, shall enjoy immunity from every form of legal process except as so far as any particular case and the expressly waived by its immunity. So they're above the law. It is, however, understood that no waiver of immunity shall extend to any measure of execution. Section 3, the premise of the United Nations shall be inviolate. Means they're above the law. The property and assets of the United Nations, wherever located and wherever so held, shall be immune. That means anybody that works with them. From search, requisition, confiscation, expropriation, or any other form of interference, whether by executive, administrative, judicial, or legislative action. Your country can't do anything to it, even if they're in your country. Section 4, the archives of the United Nations and its general, all documents belonging to it are held by it and shall be inviolable wherever located. Section 5, without being required by financial controls, regulations, or moratoria of any kind. That's just like the Federal Reserve has the same power. But guys, pull up the classic clip, minute and a half long. I'm going to the next hour of this former Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan on PBS says, Alan Greenspan says, Federal Reserve by the law. United Nations may hold funds, gold, currency of any kind for operate accounts in any currency. And you got to read the rest of it. It just gets worse and 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 worse. And their individual personnel are above the law. I'm going to play you, Dr. Ryan. I'm going to play you, Federal Reserve Chairman Greenspan, because does our government have total immunity from crime in our Constitution? No, they do. They set up a new form of government that's an old form that's tyranny to then transfer all the power over to them. And now they have almost all the prosecutors on Jack Smith's kangaroo operation are current UN war crimes prosecutors, including Jack Smith. All right, hour number two straight ahead. I'm going to hit all this. Then I'll get into the CIA behind gangster rap and the race war and their master plan and how to stop them. You don't want to miss hour number two straight ahead. Infowars.com, tomorrow's news today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.